Heyo! Welcome to another edition of The Supler. I am Andy Kwan, and with me, as always, is Sam Brooks.
Did you know that the sea isn't real?
Did you know this? What are you talking about?
Well, this is a thing that I found out this week. The sea, as we know it, isn't real.
It's a big conspiracy
theory, you see.
Oh, okay, please explain.
So, the sea isn't real. Fish are made up.
Okay.
And waves are man-made. You know when you're sat in the bath, right? And you just kind of like swinging your arms around like you do.
Like you just don't care.
You see that waves are being made in the bath?
Right, so you think it's a giant person in the sea.
No, don't be stupid. What do you think I am? Some fucking weirdo who believes in anything that he's told online? No, it's not a giant man in the ocean, Andy.
What is it then?
He's underneath the water. He's in the earth. They use great machines to shift the waves. It's all man-made. I'm telling you, the truth's out there. Just no one can see it. And no one can believe it. I'll convince you. I'm telling you, this is something we need to look into.
See, I thought the thing you were going to say was the sea is not actually blue, and it's not actually blue. It's the reflection of the sky that makes it
blue.
Come on,
really? You're talking about the ocean at a time like this? Come on, we've got news, man.
You fucking brought up the waves.
Why you got to yell at the mic?
I don't know.
Why are you yelling at the mic?
Hey! Oh, I don't know, how the fuck can I segue from the sea to Scott Hall, for Christ's sake?
Let's do a survey. How many people want you to shut the fuck up and talk about the news? Yay! There you go. Now, let's talk about our first headline, shall we?
Well, let's talk about this then. It's a very somber, very sad thing. Scott Hall has tragically passed away, age 63. Hall, best known as a member of the Outsiders with Kevin Nash, and the NWO with Hulk Hogan in WCW in the 1990s, has tragically passed away. He died age 63. His family decided to discontinue life support at the hospital, where he suffered grave complications after having hip replacement surgery last week. A friend of the family told PW Torch over the weekend that a blood clot had broke loose, leading to 3 heart attacks, leaving Scott Hall and reliant on life support equipment to stay alive. His family was notified of the circumstances and that there was no medical hope for Hall to regain consciousness or to be able to survive without the life support medical equipment, and they visited him before discontinuing life support.
Very sad, obviously. It sort of came out of nowhere. The guy was doing very well in recent years. DDP, of course. Taking him in and doing the yoga, getting his life back on track. It's sad to hear, but you have to look at the silver linings with all of these things. If anything, this should have happened years ago. The fact that it's only happened now is a blessing. It's amazing that he managed to live for the many years that he lived, you know, with his history of substance abuse and reckless lifestyle.
At least
everyone was super worried about him like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone thought he would either die in a hotel room or in the ring. And the fact that he managed to sober up, get into the Hall of Fame, impart some wisdom and knowledge onto the younger generation before he tragically passed, you gotta look at the bright side of these things.
Yeah, and I mean, the plus side is at least he was able to, as my cat decides to jump up on my table, at least he was able to see being in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
At least he was able to...
he was inducted twice, wasn't he? He was inducted as Scott Hall, Razor Ramon in, I want to say, 2014.
Yes,
and
he was.
Then with the NWO in 2020, right?
Yeah.
So he's a 2-time Hall of Famer. Let's talk about his accomplishments for a sec. Legendary career. One of the few major known wrestlers to never ever win a world championship in a major promotion. Can you believe that?
That is actually unbelievable.
It seems ridiculous in hindsight, but he was never like WWF champion at the very least, or even when he was in WCW.
Yeah,
like,
that was the
crazy
that
he never captured that belt, which was going around like literally everyone in the locker room at one point. It's crazy to me that he just never won a major championship in any of the major promotions. I mean, obviously he had his legendary Intercontinental title reigns. The match at WrestleMania with Shawn Michaels, the ladder match, that kickstarted a whole genre of wrestling in of itself. Like, it's crazy to me that he never won a world championship. Him and William Regal, I think, are two of the most...
Well, and probably Piper as well.
Piper, Mr. Perfect. Like, there's a couple of names where you think, what were you thinking? Like,
yeah.
Why not?
I can't believe that never happened in WCW at the very least, because...
Yeah, everyone had that belt. I think one of the cameramen had it at one point.
Well, that's what I mean. So you think at least by default he would be WCW champion just because.
Imagine him with a big gold belt. How cool that would look.
And I don't know if it was partly because of the issues that he had, but I was going to make this point before my cat decided to... act inappropriately as we talk about someone who just died.
Kenny, please.
Kenny, please. So, yeah, some decorum, mate. Christ.
I know you can't talk English, but please.
Like, the fact that he got over all of these things, and that's almost like a world title in its own right. Like, I think the guy is an inspiration to many, many people probably out there right now.
Oh, absolutely. He definitely is. I've seen posts on forums and that sort of saying, I was an addict. And I saw what happened with Scott Hall, how he got clean, and it helped me to get clean. So I've seen people say that a lot. And then there's the knowledge that he's imparted onto many different people throughout his career. Sting, probably the biggest example of that.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think Eric Bischoff said on his podcast was, without Scott, there's a whole lot of things that probably would never have happened. So, like,
exactly.
Sting becoming the Crow, the Sting that we see today on AEW television wouldn't have probably existed if it wasn't for Scott. Scott Hall put over Chris Jericho on WCW TV when he was told not to. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the guy...
Sean Waltman as well, pretty much owes the majority of his career to Scott Hall, I'm sure.
And when you really sit there and think about it, You could say, oh, it wasn't Scott, it was just the booking or whatever, but if it wasn't for Scott Hall jumping ship, I don't know what the hell the wrestling industry would look like today. Because if he didn't jump in the ring on that Nitro and interrupted that match, he'd be like, you know who I am, but you don't know why I'm here. If that never took place, I don't know what the business would look like today. I don't know. I have no idea.
It would not look the same.
It probably wouldn't fucking exist. To be fair, because in an alternative timeline, WWF was in the shitter. It was going to go out of business. WCW eventually would go under, because if it just continued the way that it did, they would have just been, I don't know, gone under, sold. It may not have existed in modern times, if you can call it that, in an alternative scenario. So if it wasn't
for
Scott...
It is crazy to think of his imprint, and it is something that he will definitely be remembered for.
So, what's your first memory of Scott Hall, Sam? Or, I mean, I don't know, because you started quite...
I started in, like, 2008, so my perceptions of Scott Hall have entirely been through rewatching old stuff, and gotta say, I had, like, a box set of Monday Night Raw moments, and I don't know what, like, specific... video or episode it was of Raw, but just seeing like Razor Ramon just on Raw being Razor Ramon, I thought, wow, this guy's fucking cool. Like, this guy's a fucking badass. Like, he probably was one of the pioneers of the cool heel, you know? Like, the bad guy that you want to cheer for.
He was the bad guy, Razor Ramon. So.
Exactly. He made that blueprint that everyone seems to follow today. Like, there's no real heels anymore, as we know. No. But yeah, no, I just remember seeing a lot of his highlights on old videos, and then going on the network, watching various matches and everything whenever I sort of wanted to educate myself a little bit. his stuff in Japan as well. Let's not forget, he performed there a couple of times, I saw. So I went and saw those out. Pretty fucking great. Yeah, no, I just think that he's one of the wrestling world's most pivotal talents, and nothing will ever take that away from him at all.
Yeah, I think my first memory, I suppose, of Scott Hall was I didn't know who he was in 2002, because what you got to understand is my take on wrestling in like 2000 to 2001 when I first started watching was like WWF and nothing else. Then
I love The Rock and I love Stone Cold.
And I don't know who WCW are at all. And what's an NWO? Like, I had no idea who any of these people were. I was like,
to be fair, you probably started off at the right place with that.
And like, I had no clue. And it's only like in kind of my adult years. I mean, I had a weird obsession with Scott Hall for a while. I don't know why. Just watching
Scott
Hall.
Did you do the walk?
I would do the walk, and I remember Kim was
That's
like,
brilliant.
Please stop doing that. So
please stop. You're embarrassing yourself.
Please, you gotta stop.
You're
doing
too
that.
Small. Please.
Yeah, you can't go. Hey yo, you're not cool enough. You can't be like, hey man, look
you
can't say
pretend
hello.
To be fucking Cuban. Stop it.
Yeah, just don't do that. But yeah. So I've had this weird obsession with like Razor Ramon and Scott Hall for a while. And I think that's the thing that it's like anything in my adult years. I couldn't appreciate a Steve Austin as a child because I wasn't drinking beer and I wasn't working. So why would I?
You weren't telling your boss to fuck off.
And it's the same with Scott Hall. It's like I don't appreciate because oh he's a bad guy. Boo! Like I was like no, this guy's fucking. Cool as
why
fuck.
Would I boo him? He's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's stuff like that. So, and it actually just bummed me out when I was like, oh god, he's gonna die. I think I messaged our super chat being like, yeah, he's been taken off life support. That's it.
Is very sad that it just comes out of nowhere, but then again, such is life.
Unfortunately, that is true.
But speaking of things that come out of nowhere, we had a bit of an incident, didn't we, Andrew?
Yes, Big E. He breaks his neck on SmackDown, of all
Whoa,
things.
Holy shit.
Okay, I don't know if everybody's seen this, if you probably have by now. Big E announced on social media that he suffered a broken neck after landing on his head following a belly-to-belly suplex by Ridge Holland on this Well, not maybe not this past week's by the time you listen to this, but on a SmackDown episode recently, towards the end of a match with him and Kofi Kingston against Ridge Holland and It's a Claim to Fame, Sheamus. Big E was given a belly-to-belly suplex by Holland. Big E, and I mean this, landed on his head on impact. Kingston was then pinned by Sheamus after a distraction by Butch, who is Pete Dunne working under a new name. Oh, fuck everything.
No, we'll talk about Butch later. We gotta talk about this first, okay?
Okay, yeah. Oh, no, I can't think of anything else but Butch. Who...
No, come on. Sheamus, Holland, and Butch continued to attack Kofi Kingston after the match. Big E wasn't shown on camera. He was being stretchered out to the hospital of a local medical facility, depending on who you're talking to. In recent weeks, Big E and Kofi have been feuding with Sheamus and Holland. On last week's SmackDown, Holland and Sheamus stole an ATV that Kingston had given Big E as a gift for his birthday, and then they destroyed the ATV with a couple of sledgehammers. Oh, what riveting television. Fucking hell. Big E, man.
Oh, bro.
Holy shit. Oh. What a fucking terrible fucking stroke of luck. Ironically, as soon as he cashed in and he won the WWE title, it's just been downhill from there for him.
Unfortunately,
like,
yeah.
Holy shit. Like, I know I've said it like on a past show that people were complaining about Big E's title reign and I didn't know why. I went back and I watched a couple of his matches. Now I know why.
Yep.
Because he was fucking losing all of the time.
I don't get
he was,
it.
He's probably like one of the weakest looking world champions since fucking Rey Mysterio. Like,
and it
holy shit, they fucked him really bad.
It doesn't make any sense. Big E is like Vince's wet dream. He's just big, Beefy E.
Yeah, like, we've been through this. Vince loves the beef, and Big E has the beef. He's beefy,
But he's not only beefy. He's agile. He is great on the mic. He's fucking hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Kind-hearted individual. Yeah, great with charity. What more do you want from him?
What more do you want? This is literally the guy.
He was just not good enough and booked to look like a fucking loser the whole time. And then ever since he lost the WWE title, he's not had any sort of claim to it at all. Not touched it. He's gone back into tagging with Kofi because Xavier's fallen into the G4 hole and isn't coming out of there anytime soon. But yeah, this just fucking really takes it as to how bad luck he's on. Like, it's so unfortunate because Big E. We love him. We want him to succeed. We want him to be booked like a face of a company. But when you lose all the time and then you get put in the ring with a fucking green person.
Fucking hell. I mean,
who can't do a belly to belly properly. Okay, let's say this now. Mistakes happen, right?
Yeah.
We can agree with that. Mistakes happen in the ring. It's just, like, it's Ridge Holland. Who the fuck is Ridge Holland?
And why the fuck is he doing overhead belly to fucking belly suplexes on a gigantic human?
Like, Ridge is a big boy in himself, right? He's large, he has tall.
Yeah, but he ain't as big as Big E, for fuck's sake. I mean,
that doesn't give you fucking license to do all of these things. Like, yeah. What the fuck, man?
I mean, the only plus side and the only bit of luck I think Big E has had in the past, year and a half, is that he happened to break his neck in Birmingham, Alabama, where they would send you off for surgery anyway. So,
yeah, right.
He just happened.
And it wasn't even that bad. Like, apparently there's no long-term fucking health risks at all. It's just he needs to be in a neck brace and he needs to take time to heal. He can move, he can fucking walk, he can move his fingers. Like, holy shit, this could have been so much fucking worse.
Oh god, I mean, when you watch it back you go, nah, he's dead or he's paralyzed.
You think, yes, and I've seen a lot of neck bumps. I watch Japanese wrestling. I know when I see him, and I know that one was fucking bad.
Oh no, I mean,
all that body weight on top of him. Like, it's himself. He's fucking wide and tall. So heavy, so dense. All of that on your neck? Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
I mean, is it because his neck is so big, too? Like, is that the only other reason?
You gotta think. It's like 90% muscle.
I mean, he's 90% beef, so that would make sense.
Exactly, so it's gotta be that. But, holy shit, I feel sorry for him more than I do anything else.
Like, hopefully a return is...
I want to feel the power again. I want to like be behind him again. Like, it sucks that like all of the New Day's title reigns, like, one, have been ended by Brock Lesnar, and two, after the fact, they just do nothing.
Oh, just utter wank. Like, dude,
like
just...
what is this fucking feud? Like, there's an ATV. They break the ATV. Like, what? What are you doing? You have Kofi Kingston and Big E. Two of the biggest baby faces in the company for the last several years. What are you doing? Oh, we put him in a feud with the fucking Peaky Blinders ripoff group. Oh, fucking great. Fantastic. Great booking. Everyone should be fucking proud of themselves. Pat themselves
honestly,
on the fucking back.
I'm honestly shocked Vince knows about Peaky Blinders, to be fair.
I mean, you fucking love this group. You're partly Irish. You had a fucking Guinness on St. Paddy's Day. You love Seamus.
I actually didn't. I had a Koppenberg.
You fucking traitor.
No, I had work the next day. Well, I don't want to, like...
Oh, of course, any excuse. You love to proclaim
have one tonight.
You're partly Irish, you love the heritage, you
went
to the fucking
Ireland.
Guinness
Ireland
factory,
is great. Ireland,
and yet you have a fucking Copperberg.
Fuck off.
Where's Copperberg even
Fuck
from?
Off.
Are you Danish? Are you from Denmark now?
Well, actually, I think you find they're Swedish.
Ooh, okay, I don't fucking drink because I'm not a twat. Oh, I'm not going to know the history of beverages, am I? You want to talk about Butch? Speaking of twats? What kind of twats
segue.
Made this fucking name for him, huh?
Alright, so let's talk about Butch. Pete Dunne arrived on SmackDown, but he did so using a new name. They introduced Dunne as their newest associate. Butch.
Fucking hell. Seamus is like, a lot of people may know him by another name, but we know him by his nickname. And his nickname is Butch. No, it isn't. No, it fucking isn't, Seamus. This is This is Peter. This is Pete Dunne.
This is Peter Dunne, not Butch Dunne. Not you fucking idiot.
Like, he came out and he was in that tag match at ringside and just beat up fucking Kingston after the match. Like, oh, fucking hell, man. All right. Remember that time at TakeOver when you had that really impressive match between Butch and Gunther?
I'm thinking of Tyler Bate against Pete Dunne.
No. Tyler Bate versus Butch.
Stop calling him that.
He's going to be fucking Master Bates next. He's going to have a karate gimmick. Grand Master Bates.
I don't think that's a karate gimmick. I think that's,
Yeah, that's the joke, dickhead. Yeah, what the fuck are they doing with this? What the fuck are they doing with this? What the fuck are they doing with this? We know who... Stop it. We know who Pete Dunne is. We know who Pete Dunne is. We know who fucking Walter is. We know who Piper Niven is. Why are you renaming them to different fucking names that are fucking terrible names?
Gunther and Butch. One is a Austrian, the other is a Scouse, I think. And there
is he?
I don't know who he's from. Where's he from? Okay,
he's
Google.
From the streets. He's from the mean streets.
Where's Pete Dunne from?
Pete Dunne was born in Birmingham.
Oh, boy, I'm a fucking idiot.
Oh, fuck you. What? Jesus.
What? One is from Birmingham, the other is from Austria. Mm-hmm. Butch and Dutch. No, fuck, the same...
Dutch?
Who's Dutch? Who's Dutch?
Who the fuck's Dutch? Who are they renaming next? Whoever who are they going to take from the roster and rename to being Dutch? I love that.
Well, that's much better. There you go.
He fights for Predators. His name is Dutch.
Oh, Dutch. Dutch is a wrestler in Lincoln. Shit, that's why I got confused.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, like, we're going to do this every time they rename someone. We're going to make the point known that we know who the old name is. We know all of the fucking accolades that they have. For example, fucking Pete Dunne, WWE United Kingdom Champion, NXT Tag Team Champion, Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic winner, Peter Dunne.
Wait. You know who I am, but you don't know why I have this name.
Right. That's it. That's what it fucking is. Like, why? Like, I don't get it.
But it doesn't
it was
any
bad
sense.
When they did it with fucking Gunther, who, oh yeah, by the way, that name change happened in fucking January. What has he done since then? Fuck all. Fucking nothing. Oh, they've got Piper Niven on the main roster. What's her name? Oh, her name is Dewdrop. Oh, brilliant. Has she amounted to anything? Fucking no.
Well,
She's fighting Bianca Belair on Raw for the 50th fucking time.
She had a
oh
match.
My god.
She had a women's title match, didn't she, at the Rumble?
Yep, she didn't fucking win it.
Yeah, I know she didn't win it.
Of course she wasn't going to fucking win it. It was against Becky Lynch, of all people. Like, what the fuck?
Whoa.
What is this shit? Why are they doing this?
I
genuinely am asking, why the fuck are they doing this?
This is why I watch AEW and I don't watch the shit.
Although, to be fair, they did have a name change on AEW this week.
Did they?
Yeah, they changed the names of 2.0.
Who did he change them to?
So they were originally Matt and Jeff, right? You can see why that's a problem now.
Yeah, that's a bit of an issue.
So they changed. I'm gonna look up the names because I don't know off the top of my head. But
well, it's gonna be better than fucking Butch.
It's gonna be better than Butch. Yes. Okay. So they are Matt Menard and
yep.
Angelo Parker. Formerly Jeff Parker and Matt Lee. You can't have Jeff and Matt because
no, yeah, yeah, I get
they're
that.
The
yeah.
only Matt and Jeff. So.
No, they could do the ultimate fight. Who will be called Matt and who will be called Jeff? The loser loses their names.
It's the Hardys, mate. They skipped that match because the Hardys would have won.
Well, yeah, it'd just be like,
yeah,
and now
Cool
Hardy.
Hand Ange, Angelo Parker, and Daddy Magic Matt Menard. Like,
Daddy.
Okay.
Daddy Magic? What the fuck does
oh,
that
yeah,
mean?
Oh, yeah, that's a cool name, Daddy Magic. I prefer Daddy Magic over fucking Butch.
I prefer...
No, if this were WWE, their names would literally be Daddy Magic and Cool Hand Ange. They wouldn't have real names. Their nicknames would be their fucking names, apparently.
And then they'd just be cut down to Daddy.
I don't understand the logic at all behind any of these things. With the AEW thing, like, okay, whatever, like, they're a new company. You can allow them some slack. And the names that they're changing to aren't bad. And they explained it, like, on screen as to why they're changing it. With Butch, there's no fucking logic, there's no rhyme or reason. Remember when they just bring up people from NXT and they would just keep the names? Like, they'd have new gimmicks, but they would keep the fucking names because they know the audience isn't fucking stupid.
Well, they think the audience is dumb. Speaking of people who think their audience is dumb, control your narrative!
Oh, it's that time of the week again when we talk about Control Your Narrative, Andrew, aka Fight Club.
Can I sing the theme song for this segment?
Is there a theme song?
Oh, I can sing it right now.
Oh, please do.
Control your narrative, pile of wood! Don't stop, please.
What? There are headphone users that listen to this, please don't. Control your narrative. Now, why are we talking about him this week, you may wonder? Well, on the fucking The Gift That Never Stops Giving, Control Your Narrative, they have unveiled a new set of rules for their promotion, Andrew.
Oh, fucking great. Do you want me to read them?
Oh, I want to read them.
Oh, you go ahead then, Sam.
You give your reaction to these rules, right? Just, you say that we've drawn comparisons to Fight Club before, right?
But Fight Club is good.
I know, and Fight Club is a satire of people who think like this, but I want you to just let me know if you think this sounds at all familiar, alright?
Okay.
The following are the rules and regulations of Control Your Narrative. Number one, you are in control. Number two, you are in control.
What does that mean?
No, it means you're in control, Andrew.
Yeah, but that mean fucking anything, you twat!
Number three, fights end when you tap out, get knocked out, can't stand, or quit. Sanctioned matches, in air quotes, can end via pinfall.
I don't mind. That's the only rule of this whole thing that I don't mind.
Number four, standard professional wrestling, in air quotes, rules apply for sanctioned matches, quote unquote. Chaos ensues in the project pit.
Christ alive.
Number five, no hashtag super kicks.
What?
No hashtag tope suiciders. No hashtag Canadian destroyers.
So you're creating Jim Cornette's wet dream.
Number six, get this. The fight isn't with your opponent, it is with yourself.
So what, you're just going to wrestle yourself? I mean, what the fuck, is EC3 going to wrestle the invisible fucking person?
No, they already did that match and it was better than this. Number seven, fights will go on as long as they have two. They spelled two wrong.
So they're stupid as well, wonderful.
Sanctioned quote-unquote matches hit their times.
What does that mean? It's just bollocks.
Rule number eight. The eighth commandment of CYN. If you want to hashtag control your narrative, you have to fight. Andy, you've seen the movie Fight Club, right?
Oh my god, I mean,
Fight
Club.
Does that ring any bells at all to you?
I mean, it's... No, it's not the same, Sam. Because at least in Fight Club, they wouldn't fucking talk about Fight Club. I wish EC3 would just shut the fuck up about this.
I mean, he's literally the only promoter who gives a shit about this.
Oh, I was about to call him E-Shit-Free.
He's the Tommy Wiseau of professional wrestling at this point, I think.
Yeah.
Control Your Narrative is the room of professional wrestling.
It's so bad that you can't look away. The only rule I like here is the matches end when you tap out, get knocked out, can't stand or quit. I'm like, well, that makes sense.
So it's literally the fucking Punch Palace. They've taken stuff that we've come up with again.
Yeah.
Like, this keeps happening, mate. I know just... we're ahead of a curve, and I know that we're geniuses, but get your own ideas, huh?
Yeah, get your own Farmer Frank.
Number one, you are in control.
What does that mean?
Number five, no super kicks. It doesn't make any fucking sense, does it, Andy?
No, I just...
If you're going to have rules, have them make sense. Have them not be a parody of Fight Club, which you are yourselves a parody of.
Yeah, like,
because you clearly didn't understand that Fight Club was mocking people that believed in this shit unironically.
Yeah, I mean, like...
Also, learn how to fucking use air quotes.
Learn how to spell.
Sanctioned matches. Standard professional wrestling matches. Remember that bit in Friends where Joey didn't know how to use air quotes?
Yeah, that's basically EC3.
That's what this is.
This is Joey starting a wrestling... This is literally Joey starting a wrestling company.
No, Joey's likable. And he's not about to fucking burst from steroid use.
Oh god, have you seen what he looks like?
Yes, he looks like a... he looks worse than Jinder Mahal in 2018, 2017, whenever his rise to infamy was.
It just needs to just...
No, I'm actually, like, I kind of want this to keep going just because it's so fucking cringe and I enjoy a bit of cringe sometimes.
Here's the thing, like, I'm all for a wrestling company offering something different, fair enough, but this is...
I mean, this is definitely different. You can definitely say that.
Yeah, but at least keep it within some sort of, I don't know, parameters of reality. Like, this is just stupid.
So basically, what they're outlining here is that they are going to have professional wrestling matches that, quote-unquote, hit their times. I guess that means they'll be scheduled to last for a certain amount of time. And then they'll have, like, two-hour epics between fucking Braun Strowman and Austin Aries. But never end, because neither of them tap out. Like, oh my god, what? This is the part that gets me, right? Is that they're preaching this narrative of controlling your own, like, situation and how you're presented. What if you really enjoy doing superkicks? Or Suiciders, or Canadian Destroyers? Why are you outlawing these specific moves? Is it because the fans enjoy seeing them? God forbid we make something that people want to fucking watch, Andy.
Like, this is the thing that I don't understand. It's like, oh, we want to control our own narrative so we can create a product that the fans actually like, but we won't give them what they want. So you're just basically Vince, but on steroids. Well, maybe...
This is literally a fucking circle jerk. This is what it is. This is the epitome of a fucking wrestling circle jerk. We're all going to get in the ring, fucking get all of their individual spots in that they want to do. Like...
It's worse than that. It's like, oh, back in my day, we didn't have all these things. Like,
we didn't do flips and fucking dives. We just punched each other until we stopped moving.
Yeah, like, we used to hit each other over the head with chairs and wonder why people murdered their families and their kids. Like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Like, I'm not being funny, like, nostalgia is, and I mean this, it's up there with the worst things of a part of humanity. Like,
what is this nostalgia for? It's not nostalgic about anything.
Back in the day, we didn't do flips. Like, fuck off. You hit each other over the head with chairs. And also... fucking Mae Young gave birth to a hand. What the fuck? Like, back in the day, ain't that good?
This doesn't even, like, give me Attitude Era vibes. I know that's what you're going for, but this doesn't even give me those kinds of vibes. This just gives me unadulterated cringe.
Yeah, but
a 15-year-old that's trying to book their own promotion where it's like, ooh, everyone's a tweener, you can't cheer for anyone, we go against the fucking pre-established conceptions of professional wrestling, we're not wrestling, we're Fight Club, like...
But I don't...
Isn't fucking cool. No one...
No!
The only people that enjoy this are people who are cringe themselves.
Yeah.
Or fucking enablers who want to see this happen... because it's a fucking train wreck, and they enjoy seeing train wrecks happen.
Like,
this is like the Chris Chan of professional wrestling at this point.
This is like the Chad of professional wrestling at this point. Like, literally, this is just like...
No, Chads have admirable qualities. This is... They think they're the Chads, but really they're the fucking virgins, alright? That's what this shit is.
What, all the incels?
Yes. This is incel wrestling. That's what this is.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. Incel championship wrestling. It's women that are the problem. Not my neck beard.
Like... Incel championship wrestling, also known as ICW.
No, sorry. Don't sue us, Mr. Scottish. Mark Alice, man. Please
no,
don't.
I'm only ever going to call it like that from now on. We're controlling our own narrative, you see. We're not going to call it CYN. We're going to call it incel wrestling. That's what it is, all
incel wrestling fucking...
The saddest fucking part of all of this is that it's coming from a guy who at one point was a top prospect in the world of wrestling. I mean, granted, we're talking like 9 years ago, but EC3 in TNA at the time was fucking money. And just, it all went downhill from there. I can't pinpoint exactly why or when it started to fuck up.
I think when Dixie left. Because
that
like,
must
the,
be it.
Because the Ethan Carter, the third character...
But they're not even, like, related, actually, breaking kayfabe.
Yeah, I know that, but the character
he's just
is...
a random guy, Derek fucking Bateman. Like,
Derek Bateman. But the thing is, like, once Dixie is gone, it's like, well, here's EC3, and it's like, well, what is the point? Like, that thing was set up for failure the moment that Dixie Carter was gone from television, because it was like, well... You've got the nephew of the fucking owner of the company, but the owner of the company is no longer on TV, so what is the point in Derek Bateman being here? Like, and then he goes to WWE, called EC3, and everyone's like, well, what does that mean? Oh, we can't say it, because fucking Dixie...
He's in the top 1%.
What does that mean? I mean, he's not even rich. You don't even look rich.
I mean, like...
Rich people don't have to wrestle, for fuck's sake.
The funniest thing about all of this is I'm on his Wikipedia page, EC3, and it's got a little bit here that says, EC3 is a founder of Control Your Narrative.
No.
And normally you'd have, like, hyperlinks to Wikipedia articles about, like, these different things. For example, Impact Wrestling, you can click on that, it takes you to Impact. Control Your Narrative doesn't have one.
That's because it's not a real thing.
It's fucking red.
This is just... Can we talk about something else? I just can't talk about this.
Boy, howdy, Andy. Do I have some good news for you.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
We have a new inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame. Stop it.
I haven't done that in years. I know.
For a reason. It's fucking annoying. So there's been rumors that it's going to be the Steiner brothers. There's rumors it's going to be Sid Vicious. But I'll tell you this, Andy. The newest inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame is...
Please be good.
Charmel!
Fuck!
It was announced via Complex on Monday that Charmel will be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame over WrestleMania week this April. She joins The Undertaker and Vader in the 2022 Hall of Fame class. Oh my fucking god.
Not like the other. One of these things is... What?
The Undertaker.
Vader.
Charmel.
What the fuck?
I was so happy, Charmel said after learning that she was going into the Hall of Fame. I didn't even know what to say. It was an unexpected great surprise. A welcome surprise.
To everyone!
Charmel broke into pro wrestling as one of the Nitro girls in the 90s. She's best known for managing her husband Booker T in WWE and TNA. After Booker T won the 2006 King of the Ring, Charmel became Queen Charmel in WWE. All hail King Booker! Charmel joins Booker T in the Hall of Fame. Booker T has been inducted twice. First as an individual in 2013, and then as part of Harlem Heat in 2019. They currently run their Reality of Wrestling training school and promotion. Rumors do include the Steiner brothers and Sid Vicious as being fellow inductees in this year's class.
Does that mean Scott Steiner's going to do a fucking speech?
There's been talks about doing the Steiners, but... I mean, Rick is more than happy to do it. It's just Scott is the issue with that one, surprise.
You got to have Scott. You can't have one. You can't have the fucking one that no one... Rick's great and all, but it's Scott that people like more.
No one remembers Rick. Everyone knows Scott. Like, it's
fat
simple.
Asses!
Yeah. Oh, man. I wish I had something to say about this, but I have a fact. It's the fact that I have nothing to say, which is the news here. Like, it's Charmelle. Don't... Why? She's not been at all relevant, even, since she left the WWE.
Well, yeah. Like, what's... You know when they put, like... They have, like, a weird secondary Hall of Fame.
They do, and they're inducting names from, like, the early 1900s. Like, fucking yeah. Carl Gotch and people like that. And it's like, well... But okay, they put, that like, I understand, they... but... Charmelle.
Yeah, but... They put, like, I swear they put Bruiser Brody in that secondary thing, but they didn't put him into, like, the actual Hall of Fame.
No, you gotta save the actual Hall of Fame for people like Drew Carey and Snoop Dogg and Donnie T and apparently Charmelle.
This is...
What? I don't even... There's nothing here. I'm trying to look for, like, a list of reasons as to why or, like, even a list of accomplishments, but there's nothing. But... Is this a way to bring her back? Why, though?
But I dropped a bottle on the floor, and that was more interesting than...
Yeah, I heard it, and I thought, wow, this is more interesting to talk about. But no, like, there's fucking nothing. Is there... Am I crazy? Is there, like, a underground Charmelle club that I'm not really familiar with?
No.
That's been, like, vying for this induction since
2008? No.
No?
No.
There's nothing to this?
I don't understand why this is happening.
Well...
Like, of all the women of that era, you've gone with Charmelle.
Okay, name the other women of that era, then. Exactly.
Wait, you didn't give me enough time to think!
Oh,
I'm old
sorry,
now.
Here you go. Here's 10 seconds.
Okay. Dawn Marie. Tori Wilson. Tori Wilson's in it already.
Yeah.
Sable. Sable, already in it. Is she in it?
I don't think so.
Well, that makes more sense. Michelle McCool. Cherry. Candice Michelle. At least Candice Michelle won titles.
I put fucking Candice in there before I put fucking Charmelle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At least Candice Michelle won titles. Kelly Kelly, for fuck's sake, is not in it. At least fucking put these people in first. They won titles and did shit. What the fuck did... God damn it. What did Charmelle do?
She said, all hail King Booker a total of like 5,000 times.
Whoopty fiddly fucking biddly boodly fucking do. Who gives a fuck?
I mean, good for her? Like, this isn't ragging on her as a person at all.
We should
specify. This isn't, like, an attack on her at all. Like, it's just utter bewilderment and confusion.
Yeah, because there's other people that, no offense, are probably more deserving in some ways.
Oh, I mean, the Hall of Fame's a crock of shit anyway. We'll always talk about this. But it's just, there's no logic. There's none. There's no logic at all. It's baffling. I don't get it. It's not even like she does charity work or anything. Like, there's nothing.
Why didn't they induct her in with Booker?
Well, you got me. By all accounts, it doesn't make sense.
Like, I mean, like, because literally, they were together for a huge proportion of.
Well, they
Booker's
are married,
run.
Andrew.
Yeah, I know that, but I meant like as a kayfabe on-screen thing, for God's sake. Like they were, they were like, "Oh, hail King Booker!" Not, "Oh, you big Egypt." Like that, you know what I mean? Like I don't know. Oh, it's just stupid. I can't. I have no words. I don't know what to say. Good for her. Congratulations.
Well, you know what? I've got a couple of words for you, Andrew.
What's that?
Smoke and mirrors. Dashing. Nightmare. Colossus of Rhodes. No, wait, we have to do it properly, all right? Ladies and gentlemen of the Supler, we'd like to present to you a new segment. We haven't had a segment in a while, have we, Andy? We haven't had like a dedicated segment besides the comments in a good few years, right?
I think
it's time we introduce a new segment.
All right, Sam, what is this new segment?
It is called... Cody Watch.
Wrestling has more than one loyal fan.
Whilst Cody Rhodes did not appear on Raw this past week, or the week before that, 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 or the week before that.
Where is God?
The storyline that Seth Rollins doesn't have a path to WrestleMania was featured prominently on the most recent episode, according to comments made by Dave Things Are Happening Meltzer. Rhodes is still expected in WWE shortly, and will likely provide Rollins with such a path to WrestleMania. Dave can be quoted as saying, "He's coming."
He's coming. That is like the dumbest. God damn it, Dave. Just when I think you're all right, you go, "I think he's on his way." Like, for fuck's sake. like Dave Meltzer, he says things, but they don't mean anything. Really ambiguous. Whoa.
He's coming, fuck. That's it, he's coming. He's wrestling Seth at WrestleMania unless something changes, and I watched last night's Raw not thinking anything's changing. There were several subtle references to Rhodes made on this episode of Raw. As the show was coming to a close, Corey Graves said that Rollins' WrestleMania hopes had been dashed, and that his dream had become a nightmare. This is, of course, referring to Cody Rhodes being referred to as Dashing and the American Nightmare. During Commander Aziz's ring entrance, Jimmy Smith... Who the fuck is Jimmy Smith?
Jimmy Smith is the bald commentator for Raw. He's a poor Joe Rogan, which is not a good thing.
Jimmy Smith, if that is in fact his real name...
That is his name, I can confirm. He was a Bellator commentator and he decided to fucking leave and do this shit.
During Commander Aziz's ring entrance, Jimothy Smith referenced the Colossus of Rhodes, which was a large Greek statue on the island of Rhodes. Cody
Get
Rhodes.
Fucking Rhodes.
And Damian Priest also used his Reckoning finisher to defeat Finn Balor on Raw, a move similar to Cody's Crossroads. Oh, Priest has not been using the move recently, and some speculated this is due to Cody Rhodes' pending arrival. I know you haven't seen the Batman, but I'm starting to feel like Bruce Wayne here. If this is like a fucking Riddler. Leaving fucking clues. Like, is this really what we're doing here? Am I really meant to decipher the fucking Enigma code to determine whether Cody fucking Rhodes is going to come back to wrestling in WWE?
It's not even clever. It's just really stupid. Like, it's just
what
like,
the fuck are you...
Wink.
I know, I get it. They're thinking, oh, we'll build hype with this one. We'll get people talking. And yeah, you've got
this
me talking, but I'm talking about how fucking stupid this is.
Yeah, like, this is not like Jericho debuting in the WWF.
Who is
like...
it? Who is it? Who is the code? It's Bobby Lashley! It's Miss Foley's baby boy, Rey Mysterio! Jeff Jarrett, I'll be a son of a bitch! Like,
okay,
come on,
not,
man.
Not that one. I meant, like, the original Millennium Man one, where it was like... like, that one.
I wasn't alive during that time. We've discussed this. I wasn't born yet. I was born in 2008. We know this.
Yeah. So basically, when Chris Jericho was about to arrive...
No,
in
I
WWE,
know, I know, I know, I know
like,
what
are
it
you,
was.
You really explaining?
I know what it was. I just wasn't there at the time, dickhead.
I thought you wanted me to mansplain this to
no,
you.
No, I'm trying to mansplain how Cody Rhodes might be coming to wrestling at WrestleMania.
Adrenaline, me Cody Rhodes. Everyone's gonna be disappointed when he doesn't appear and then appears on Raw. Whoa!
So, okay, the idea is that this match between Cody and Seth Rollins is on the internal schedule for WrestleMania, right? Let's look at that match. Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins.
I mean, I don't deny it'd be a fucking good match, but I don't
sure
really...
I'm sure it would, but who
I
wins?
I don't get it. It's gotta be Cody. You just paid Cody a truckload of money. Why the fuck do you think he's going to lose?
Okay, so he comes in, he beats Seth Rollins. Then what? Straight to the mid-card, baby!
Yeah, this is where... Why the fuck would he go back? I still
oh,
don't
no,
know.
He's probably going to be Roman's first challenger as the fucking grand utopia fucking champion of the entirety of wrestling. That's the name of a belt now, the Grand Utopia of the entirety of Wrestling Championship.
Is that really a thing?
Or no, I made it up, because it's stupid.
I don't know anymore. I don't know. It could sound like a... They called Pete Dunne Butch, for fuck's sake. They could say anything at this point. Fuck me. They could literally just call it the only belt in wrestling. There are no other belts. Shut the fuck up. There's no other belt.
I mean, I'm like, we've been over this, like, this is just another segment in fucking Cody Watch, right? This is, he may be coming, but we don't know yet, nothing's when is WrestleMania, right? When is it? When is this match supposed to be happening? How long do we have left before the clock runs out on WrestleMania?
Okay, Google.
It's, I know when it is, it's April 2nd, so April 3rd.
WrestleMania 38 will start on Saturday, the 2nd of April, and will end on Sunday, the 3rd of April.
You know how long away that is? 2 weeks!
2 weeks! 2 weeks!
So, you either have him turn up next week, or you have him show up on the fucking go-home show, or you have him show up at WrestleMania.
Oh no, that's what they're doing. I guarantee
a match with no build at all, besides
that's...
cryptic fucking clues woven out a three-hour fucking Raw.
I mean, I'm not going to lie, they're probably thinking, well, it worked with The Undertaker. Yeah, but you can't
go on. Oh, he's not fucking The Undertaker. He's Cody fucking Rhodes. He's the three-star general, for fuck's sake.
And the other thing as well is, that's total bullshit because John Cena kept saying, I want to fight The Undertaker. Like, naming The Undertaker every week. Even on the fucking show, he was in the crowd waiting for the cunt. Like, literally... Like, literally, he then he steps in the ring. He's like, well, I guess he's not fucking coming then. And then he fucks off up the ramp. And you hear, boom. And then Undertaker just appears out the ground like he fucking does. And he fucking just tombstones him straight to fucking hell. They were hinting at The Undertaker the whole fucking time. Not going, ooh, a grave man might come. Shut the fuck up. This is bollocks.
Oh my God, Cole. John Cena seems to be digging his own grave. I wonder if he'll have a dead good match at WrestleMania.
Oh my God, it's fucking shit.
It is awful. It is, and that's it's all so we have, that's all we've got. I'm sorry, that's all we've got this week. We have to end it there.
Oh, fuck me. I mean,
when do you think Cody's showing up at fucking WWE? How about you let us know in the comments below? We have a link tree in our description where you can find all of our socials. We are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we have another YouTube channel where we post gaming videos, we got a Redbubble where you can buy merchandise, we got Supla Brawl coming up soon to be in the WWE 2K22 game engine, and we have Supla.com. where you can go and read articles, you can get MP3 downloads of the show, listen to us on Spotify, and you will find us having the full show on there. We're only putting the highlights on YouTube, because that's what we do. Anything you want to say, Andrew?
Rest in peace, Scott Hall.
And that has been the Supla this week. I have been Sam Brooks.
I have been Andy Quad.
And let me tell you, that ocean, still not real.
Why do you keep going on about it? You made me look like a
My name is Rose.